Alright, Jabal, say good morning. Let's continue. Perek Yud Tes. So we left off in the red edition on page Kuf Tzadik Tes. So the Mechaber says, Va'al hadveikos hushanu b'Torah pamim rabos. Remember, again, we're speaking about the different forms of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the forms that we are currently discussing is the idea of dveikos. And dveikos means this clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that the Ribono Shel Olam is something that I'm always thinking about, or is someone that I'm always thinking about at all times. See, he says, the Torah speaks about dveikos. What does the Torah say? Li ahava es Hashem Elokecha uledavka bo. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, and to cling to Him. Ubo sidvak. Torah tells us, you shall cling to Him. Ubo sidvakun. V'David amar, davka nafshi acharecha. The inyan kol eile psukim echad. So the Ramchal says that the message of all of these psukim comes down to one simple central message. Shehu hadveikus sha'adam mistabek bo yisparach. This ultimately is the dveikos that a person clings to. She'ino yachol liparid v'lazuz mimenu. That a person should not go out and separate himself and to leave it. Ba'amu zichronam v'bracha, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, b'shalosh l'shonos shel chiba, chibev HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael. So Reish Lakish said that with three different l'shonos of chiba, three different expressions of love, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Klal Yisrael? What are they? Ba'aru l'meidim osami parashaso shel Shechem ben Chamor. And we learn out these three expressions of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from us from the episode of Shechem ben Chamor. Remember again, Shechem was the man who abducted and abused Dina. And what does it say? B'divika, b'chashika, u'b'chafitza. So remember again, by Shechem, when describing his desire for Dina, uses the lashon of davak, right? He clung to her. Chashika desired her, and chafitza wanted her. So these three expressions ultimately are used in the context of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael as well. V'heim mamish anfei ha'ava ha'ikaris. And these expressions literally are the branches of true love. V'hainu ha'teshuka shezacharti. So it's like this is the idea that ultimately, and again, remember, as I mentioned yesterday, this is why the Rambam, when trying to describe the nature of Avas Hashem, uses the model of human love. And he says, just like ultimately, again, when a man falls in love with a woman, there's an absolute infatuation. And all he wants, right, and all he does is he thinks of her, he wants to be with her. So too, that's what Dveikos Bahashem means also. Just a constant preoccupation and thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam. In everything I do, in every situation in which I find myself, somehow the Ribono Shel Olam is front and center in my mind. Obviously, a very high level in which to be able to go ahead and accomplish. Hasheni, what's the second level? Hu ha-simcha. This refers to simcha, joy. Vahu ikar gadol ba'avoda. And of course, again, simcha, joy, is a very important part of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu ma she-David mashir v'omer. This is what David HaMelech tells us when he says, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo'u lefanav birinana. Literally, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy, come before him, Bernana, literally with song. So I'll say this is an incredible yisod already, as we can begin to see. This notion that it's not just enough to serve God, but how you serve God is just as important as serving God himself. So how are we supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With a sense of simcha. Va'omer, v'tzadikim yismuchu, ya'altzu lifnei alokim, v'yasisu b'simcha. Va'omer, v'sinu zichron l'bracha. And again, Chazal said in Masech HaShavis, Ein hashchina shora ella mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. That the shchina only rests upon a person, not just enough to do the mitzvah, but rather again, the mitzvah must be done mitoch simcha, from within a state of joy. Va'ala pasuk shezacharnu lemalo, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. And on that pasuk in Tillim, which we mentioned before, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Amru b'medrash, the medrash writes, Amar Rabbi Ibo, Kishetiyah omed lehispalo. When you get up to daven, yehei libcha sameach alecha. Let your heart be happy upon you. Sha'atam spala lelokim she'in kiyotzebo. She'in kiyotzebo. That literally when you daven, you should be besimcha. That you have the opportunity to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom there is no one like him. Kizos ha-simcha ha-amitis. It also is an interesting thing, because the notion of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha is a concept that we are all familiar with. But the question becomes, what does that actually mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha? So look what he writes. He says, Kizos ha-simcha ha-amitis. Sheyihya libo shal adam aleiz. Al shuhu zocha la'avod lefnei adon yisparach shein kamahu. The greatest level of simcha is the simple joy of connection. The notion that I have the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom there is nothing or no one like. V'la'asog b'toroso u'b'mitzvoso, she'ebas yushem ha'shlimos ha'amiti v'ha'yekar ha'nitzah. That's you. And then I have an opportunity to engage in Torah and mitzvos that are the true shlimos, that create the true completion in man, and are the ultimate glory. So we'll say, you hear this idea? This is what simcha means in Avodas Hashem. A, that I have the privilege to serve God. I have the privilege to serve God. The notion that we have the ability and the opportunity to connect with the King of Kings when we want, whenever we want, wherever we want, is such an exceptional privilege. That's part number one. That's what creates simcha. And number two, to recognize that the Torah and the mitzvot that we do, those are the very things that create a sense of internal completion for us. So the notion that I have a Torah that makes me whole and that makes me complete, and the notion that I have the ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever, wherever, and for whatever I want, that's what yields the simcha. It's an amazing idea. V'amar Shlom Mashal HaChachma, Shlom Malach said in Shir HaShirim, Mashchini Acharecha Naruto, literally, draw me after you, and I will go ahead and run. The king has brought me into his chamber. I will rejoice and will jubilate over him. Because the more a person is privileged to enter in to the courtyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to recognize his greatness, Yosar tigdal bo asimcha, v'yihye bo libo sas bekirbo. The more the feeling of simcha ultimately again will grow within him, and literally he will rejoice in his heart. So I'll say this is actually quite interesting. What Ramchal is positing is that true simcha and avodas Hashem comes from a recognition of who it is that you're serving. Obviously, our recognition or understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be limited, that's for sure. But at the end of the day, when I actually understand that I am standing before the Melech Malchei Melechim, the King of Kings, and I have the ability to go ahead and serve him, and I have the ability to connect with him, that by definition creates a love. He goes on, he says, Va'omer Yismach Yisrael Ba'osav, B'nei Yitzion Gilim Malcham, the David shekvar higia l'amayla hazol shir godol omar, ye'erav alav sichi, anochi esmach b'Hashem, v'omer v'avoa al mizbach elokim, el simchaz gili, v'otcha b'kinor l'kim elokai, v'omer teranino sefosai ki azam alach, v'nafshi asher padis. So both said, these are all different psukim highlighting the same central theme, which is, where does simcha come in avodas Hashem? When I realize just the simple idea that I have the privilege to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever and wherever I want, and I have the ability to dialogue with him and to connect with him and to be close to him, that by definition creates a simcha. V'hainu, let's go a little bit weiter. Ki kol kach top of Reish Aleph in the red edition. Ki kol kach haisa miskaberes bikerbo asimcha. Sometimes the simcha itself builds up so much internally. Shekvar hasfasayim hayu misna'anos me'elehem, omeraninos bihiyoso osek betilos av yisparach. That's actually quite beautiful. That sometimes the simcha builds up to such a point that literally my lips are moving by themselves. And praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and praise God, bihiyoso osek betilos av yisparach. And praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to go ahead and literally be engaged in his praise. V'cholze, migodol hislatus nafsho shahaya shaisa mishaletes b'simcha lefanov, masha siyem v'nafshi asher padisa. So we'll say, and sometimes it's interesting is the following. Sometimes this simcha itself just takes on almost like an internal dynamic of its own. That after a certain point in time, a person just feels in a state of simcha as a result of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'matzinu shenisrai HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael mipnei shechasru tinai zeh b'avodasam. And we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally has a complaint against Klal Yisrael because they lost the simcha in their avoda. What does that mean? What does the pasuk say? Hu she'ne'emar tachas asher lo avarato es Hashem Elokecha besimcha ubetuv leivav. Remember, what does the pasuk say? Is in the Tochacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why do you get all of your punishments? Because you no longer serve the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, with joy, ubetuv leivav, and with goodness of heart. So we'll say, see here, this idea that Ramchal is saying, is that the Ibn Shalom doesn't say, you didn't do my mitzvahs, and he doesn't say, you didn't fulfill every detail of the mitzvah. What he says is, you didn't serve me b'simcha. Chazal will say, what happens if there's no simcha? Remember, in the Ramchal's model, simcha and avodas Hashem comes as a result of the recognition of closeness to God, that I'm in the presence of God, I have the ability to connect with God, that engenders and yields the simcha. Which means, so if we take this in the reverse, if I don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, then what does that mean? That I don't recognize His presence in my avoda. That although I'm serving Him, I'm doing what's being asked of me, but yet I don't feel a deep, intimate connection to Him or being within His presence. Well, if I don't feel that, then what's the point? If I don't feel that, then what relationship has been established? Therefore, the Ribono Shel Olam says, when he wants to chastise us, do you want to know what bothers me most? What bothers me most is not that you didn't do every single mitzvah. What bothers me most is not that you didn't fulfill every single detail. What bothers me most is that you didn't have simcha. And if you didn't have simcha, it meant that this wasn't a relationship. We didn't build anything together. That you never felt that I was with you, never felt in my presence. That's what bothers the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, the David, Lufi Shera as Yisrael Be'is Hisnadvam al Binyan Abayis, Shekvar Higila my Lazos. And when David HaMelech saw the Klal Yisrael, when they were donating for the Beis HaMikdash, they reached this level of Simcha. Hispadal Alayim Shetiskayim Hamida Tova Bahem Velo Sasser. He davened that this positive Midah should continue and should not depart from them. Huma Shenemar Vi'ato Amucha Nimtzupo. David HaMelech says, and now, your nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is here now, building the Beis HaMikdash, Ra'isi b'simcha le'isnadev lach. When they've donated to you, they've donated to you, Baruch Hashem, with an incredible sense of simcha. Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak v'Yisrael Avoseinu, Shamra zos li'olam li'yitzir machshavos levav amecha, v'hachin levavam elecha. So it's amazing, says the Ramchal, when Klal Yisrael donated to build the Beis HaMikdash, apparently, we were in this proper state of simcha. We were in this state of happiness, and therefore says Zalchal Davar Melach Davins, and what does he say? Ribono Shel Olam, I ask you to please preserve this state in their heart. Please allow them to continue to feel this way going forward. So beautiful is that feeling of simcha. So intense is that feeling of simcha, but it's so easy to lose as well. Therefore, in the moment that they had it, Davar Melach Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He allowed them to keep it. Right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up again page Reish Aleph, still Perek Yates and Yirtz Hashem tomorrow.